The Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. Just then some Pharisees came up and said, "Run for your life. Herod's on the hunt. He's out to kill you." Jesus said, "Tell that fox that I've no time for him right now. Today and tomorrow I'm busy clearing out the demons and healing the sick. The third day I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to a bad end outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killer of prophets, abuser of the messengers of God. How often I've longed to gather your children like a hen, her brood safe under her wings, but you refused and turned away. And now it's too late. You won't see me again until the day you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of God.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God, who meets us as God our Creator, Jesus Christ our Savior, and Holy Spirit our Helper and Sustainer. Amen. We know that bad things can happen, and we want to prevent bad things from happening. One way to prevent bad things from happening is to provide a warning. For example, there are warning labels on cigarette packets which warn us that smoking can cause illness. Mothers Against Drunk Driving warn us not to drink and drive at the same time. Wine bottles have labels warning pregnant women not to drink alcohol during pregnancy. When I receive a new prescription medication, a pharmacist warns me about possible side effects to be alert and aware of them. We are encouraged to take warnings seriously to prevent bad things from happening to us. In today's reading from Luke, Jesus was on the road to Jerusalem. He had set his heart and is to go to Jerusalem. Jesus received the warning from, of all people, go to Jerusalem and face possible death. Well, Jesus was on a mission. Well, keep that in mind. Jesus was on a mission. Jesus proclaimed, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." Like a hen who cares for and loves her chicks, Jesus was on a mission to gather all people, to bring all people to God. Jesus came to reconcile all people to God, to renew God's relationship with all people, and to express God's love for all people. I mean, we know that, right? I mean, we've been told again and again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but will have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Notice the word is world. Jesus came to everyone, not just the Jews, but to everyone. And I want to emphasize that. You know, there were events that happened in New Zealand, and that should not happen to people in this world, because God loves everyone. You know, in those days, it was a pluralistic, multicultural, multilingual, multi-religious world, and God came for everyone. It's a sad commentary on humanity and on people who see that the other person on the other side of all places in a place of worship is my enemy. That is not how God or Jesus operates. Remember, Jesus says, love your enemies. Even love those Romans. As much as Jesus would disagree with folks, as much as Jesus disagreed with fellow Jews, Jesus did not say, go and kill them. Okay? And I think we all know that who are sitting here. But we want to be able to say that even Muslims, Buddhists, people of other faiths, or people who don't even relate or who have a relationship with the God that we worship still are people who are created in the image of God, and they are children of God like the rest of us, and therefore we are here to care for one another. And that's a value we hold precious here at Peace Lutheran Church, because I know what we do at Interfaith Food Ministry with Habitat for Humanity, at Hospitality House, and for one another. And that's what we really stand for in a world that needs what we have. We love one another because God has loved us. And so therefore, God is in and always has been in the people gathering and people relationship business, and so are we. And Jesus, like a hen who gathers her brood under her wings, came for and wants to be in relationship again with everyone. Jesus knew he had to go to Jerusalem to do this and to express God's love for all of humanity. Jesus came even to reconcile Herod, of all people. Jesus came to reconcile Herod to God, and Jesus wanted King Herod to be in relationship with God. Get that, you know? I mean, that's really what Jesus wanted. And I'm of the opinion that when Jesus learned that Herod wanted to kill him, that news pained him. Simultaneously, Jesus' ministry, his teachings, his life, and his presence among us is a reminder that relationships are important to God, and especially relationships with people with us. Yet, in the face of possible death, Jesus' mission to gather all people continued. Not Herod, not Satan, not past history, not crowds, not even death could sidetrack or divert Jesus from his God-given mission to reconcile and bring all people to God. When Jesus heard that King Herod wanted to kill him, he pointed out that the work of God's kingdom was being done and was happening at that very moment and continues today. People are being healed, good news is being proclaimed, people were being forgiven, the hungry were being fed, God's love was being expressed, and people saw God's activity among them and for them. Jesus wanted Herod to know that the kingdom of God was near and present, and Jesus came even for Herod. And even if Herod didn't understand that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus still came for him. Even in the face of death, Jesus was like that hen. He was on his way to Jerusalem to gather all people to God. And we know Jesus' story and what happened in Jerusalem. We know that Jesus died, and especially we know that Jesus rose. Keep in mind that when we count the 40 days of Lent, you notice that none of the Sundays are counted in, if you were to actually count them. You know why? Because every Sunday when we gather for worship is a celebration of the resurrection. Okay? Even though we talk about repentance and we talk about dying to sin, simultaneously we do that because Jesus rose. That's why we're here. So that's something to always keep in mind, even in the midst of all that we're doing during this Lenten season, to remember that Jesus is calling us to come home. We do it also because Jesus rose, so that all people will be reconciled to God and have life with God. We know that we follow the way of the cross, and through the cross is life for all people. The cross is a sign of God's presence among us, and there's no way to run away and to avoid the cross. Today, we are on a Lenten journey with Jesus to Jerusalem and the cross. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, and Jesus is the one who comes to Jerusalem in the name of the Lord. Jesus came for all of us and still comes for us. Sunday school at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Monterey Park. And my parents, being good Chinese parents and wanting their children to learn Chinese, well, they said, sure, we'll take them. Us kids didn't like that. That meant 7 days of school. I mean, Saturday was Chinese school, Sunday was Sunday school, and then 5 days of elementary school, right? So, but the interesting thing was I discovered going to Sunday school that a number of my classmates at Wilcox Elementary School were going to St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And I said, oh. So the church became an interesting place for me because I had a number of friends there, and one thing would lead to another. Off to Luther League and then eventually to confirmation, because all my friends were doing confirmation and these were my friends. So relationships, that's so important. And I think if we all remember what makes Jesus come alive for us, what makes God come alive, it's the relationships we have with one another here, but also all those relationships early on in our life, whether it be with a pastor, whether it be family, whether it be and you can name all sorts of members of the family, whether it would be a youth minister, a camp experience, friends, Luther League, Walther League, or whichever league. Relationships. So what is God doing in your life to deepen God's relationship with you? And what are you doing to repent and renew God's relationship with you? We are in the midst of that season of Lent. Lent is a time for focusing on God and deepening that life-giving relationship between us and God. Lent is an opportunity for personal reformation, personal renewal, and personal repentance, and of course, corporate reformation, renewal, and repentance. Through Jesus, God is calling us to come home and to be in relationship with God, because there's so much stuff out there that's pulling us away from God. And so constantly we need to turn our eyes to our own Jerusalems and to come home to God. Jesus is working on us like a hen to keep us in God's brood. Along with continuing in relationship with us, God continues to be in the people gathering and people relationship business. Now, God works and uses, you know who, to gather people and to develop relationships? Well, you know who God uses now. God uses us. I mean, that's what God does. And the key for us is to build relationships with people very much like Jesus built relationships with people. And we develop relationships like we always do. Think about it. It's a very simple thing. We shake hands, introduce ourselves, remember to wear those name tags, converse with each other, we listen to each other, we respect one another, we offer a helping hand when we see a helping hand is needed by the other person, we give that occasional hug because we're in relationship with one another, we spend time together, we share meals together, we visit, especially when the other person isn't feeling well, and then we love people like we love ourselves. I mean, isn't that the basis of what we do? And it's not rocket science, right? I mean, that's not what God does. You don't have to be a specialist in this. You just got to be yourselves and reach out to the people and get to know folks. And be sure to say to other folks as you're developing your relationship, by the way, I go to church. I'm a practicing Christian, and I believe in Jesus. And then, you know what the remarkable thing is? Let God do the rest. Okay? I mean, you don't have to drag them to church. You can invite them to come to the silent movie, though. Okay? I mean, it's a fun thing to do. You can invite them to come to the Spud Spectacular or any food event. I mean, who doesn't love food at a church, right? Okay? Or whenever there's a concert here or an event, an arts event, invite them to come. And then when they get to see the rest of us, they realize, I tell you, these Christians, they're a real nice group. Somewhat like the rest of us, aren't they? I mean, what's so special of us from any other human being, right? They're going to mess up like we mess up. But the one thing that we know is we're still loved. And we can tell people that. Because I'm able to love you is because of God. That's what it is. I mean, and so, or as Mother Teresa said, our vocation is to belong to Jesus so completely that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. What you and I must do is nothing less than putting our love for Christ into practice. Get that? The important thing is not how much we accomplish. Aha, okay, so it's not a numbers game. But how much love we put into our deeds every day. That is the measure of our love for God. Through love, we become like Jesus. We can become like that hen who gathers her brood under her wings. And it's all because we practice what we preach and walk that talk. So where do we go from here? Well, we're on that road with Jesus to Jerusalem. Bless you. God's relationship with us calls us to follow Jesus. We may hear warnings about following Jesus. However, we know that we're in good hands with Jesus because we are in relationship with him. Relationships are essential to God, and God wants to be in relationship with everyone. So Jesus came to gather and reconcile all people to God. Jesus is like a hen who gathers her brood under her wings. Through Jesus, we are now in relationship with God and with each other. And through Jesus, we too are like a hen who gathers her brood under her wings. With the help of God, we are in the people gathering and people relationship business. Through relationships, people meet the God in us and we in them. Amen.